All right, now we have a dynamic duo, and Michelle and Katie, if you could start making your way up here. Michelle and Katie Crean. This dynamic family duo comes from a long line of Irish poets. Michelle has been part of our group from its very inception. She's the mother of two sons and lives in Madison with her husband, Jim, who is also here tonight. Hi, Jim. Katie received her degree from the University of Wisconsin in political science just this past semester and is looking forward to a distinguished career in public service. Katie and Michelle, the floor is yours.
On Alzheimer's, my brother said to me of mom, of dementia, of the changes of our lives, it's like going to a funeral every week. Fair is fair. Fair is fair. That's how it goes. One for you, for each of you. A lifetime doled out in four equal pieces. Each child gets the same. A present, a nickel, a dollar, a kiss. Each new grandchild embraced, held, fed, loved. Each passing year, a wedding, a trip, a birthday, everyone gets the same. Fair is fair. Now memory begins to fade, lost puzzle pieces scattered under rugs, behind doors. Pieces of a life moved and sorted, randomly rearranged in purses, drawers, under mattresses. A mind full of the past, a cache of stories and laughter, grabs you round the heart and fills you with surprise. Insights into the real life lived as the mind removes the bands of secrecy. Tales roll out with new twists and turns. Tales told with more clarity than ever before. Aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters come to life in dementia technicolor. Snapshots of life lived, vivid descriptions, colorful emotions, and laughter treasured because fair is no longer fair.
Dr. Zhivago's son asks, "Are we going very fast?" Dr. Zhivago replies, "I think so. Or perhaps we are standing still. It's the world that's whizzing past us." One, I didn't know the woman who wore heels to bed, spent all night dancing. I didn't know each equal portion doled out. I heard only the echoes of click-clacking in the beads around her wrists. The woman I know is through stories, through oyster crackers growing soft in soup. Cracked red nip, red polish, fig newtons, and sick days. Two, love is something you decide over again each repair, where to place the stitches, to hold it fast as you can until the next time. But when the fabric of the mind loses its hold on, "Hello, sister." "No, grandma, I'm granddaughter." "My brother?" "But grandma, I'm..." I cross-stitch, back-stitch, desperate to fill the gaps with thread where memory once lived. Where do the forgotten memories go? Three, you're watching the sky for wind. You'll see it coming in the trees and take the shallow comfort in the dates and names of old stories. But they're not yours to remember anymore. Fair is each of us left holding our small square of your quilt.
And we are all grateful to Katie because single-handedly she brings down the average age of our group by about 5 years.